Maddie, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess I should say welcome home. Did you not just return from another transcontinental agricultural trip?
Yeah, so I went to China with the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program as a CTE scholar. So I just spent 2 weeks in four different cities in China: Beijing, Chengdu, Sichuan, and Meituan.
And so what type of research were you doing, or what type of touring were you doing while you were there in China?
So this was just kind of a student diplomacy trip. It wasn't really research or anything, but it was to help students, you know, understand China better. And so they did select 10 U.S. presidential scholars via an application. And in China, we went to places like the Ministry of Education. We did some talking about agriculture as well, but we went to a lot of different meetings, but we also stayed with host families, getting deeper into their culture and learning about them and China as a whole country and how it related to the United States.
Wonderful. And so what's the most striking thing that you have learned about the Chinese culture?
I think the most striking thing I learned was how serious, you know, their high school years are. They have this test called the Gaokao, which is similar to, you know, the ACT or SAT in the United States, but literally their whole future depends on it. So they will go to school from the crack of dawn till nighttime, simply studying for this one test, hoping to get into a good enough college or institution to, you know, have a good life. And so the stress and emphasis put on people, you know, my age, 16, 17, 18 years old for the rest of their life was extremely shocking to me.
And this is not your first trip to Asia. You actually did go to India to work in agriculture. Is that correct?
Yes. So I spent 2 months in Jalna, India, which is about 5 hours east of Mumbai. It's a rural area. So I worked at the Mexico Hybrid Seed Company. It's a Borlaug run international intern with the World Food Prize.
Now, how did you get involved in agricultural research?
I went to the Chicago High School for Ag Sciences. So a really big FFA chapter. In our freshman year, we had to do an agri-science fair project for a grade in one of our ag classes. And so that was something I was really like dreading. I didn't want to do it. You know, you had to write a paper and you had to make a board and then you had to present it in front of the entire class. And so it was something that was really kind of terrifying to me. And so, you know, I did my project and my brother was actually working on a really big soil project. He was working at a university and he's a crop science major now. So he's really been a big influence on me. He helped me with my first agri-science fair project. So we really bonded together over this. And even though it wasn't anything, you know, too spectacular, I found myself becoming interested. So just researching it, I found that I was getting excited about topics such as soil and things like that. So I did compete in a couple of, you know, agri-science fairs. I didn't win any, but I made it my goal next year to have a better science fair and, you know, take it more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really interested in biofuels and biodiesel. So the first thing I did was actually I emailed a company called Utah Biodiesel, and I kind of asked them, you know, what would be a good project or if they would be willing to, you know, donate any materials or actually tell me how to make my own biodiesel. So they were extremely helpful in leading to me to materials and telling me how to make biodiesel. So I decided I wanted to test which crop would produce the highest quality biodiesel. So a lot of hours in my garage, I made some biodiesels from 3 different vegetable oils, and then I tested them. And so that was something that extremely interested me. I competed in a bunch of fairs. And so the next summer, I actually applied to an internship program with the University of Illinois. So there I spent 7 weeks in their ag engineering department. And then that was something that was extremely fascinating to me, working with, you know, professors and graduate students who dedicate, you know, years of their lives to this research.
Yeah.
And we were working on saving energy and water within homes and industry. So that was amazing. And I'll actually be competing in the National Agri-Science Fair in the fall with the rice research project that I did.
I'm thinking back to my high school years and they sounded nothing like what you just described. That is phenomenal that you've done all that already. So you went to the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences, which I've learned a little bit about. Tell us about that. How did you wind up going to that particular high school?
So I was always really interested in science. That was something that was a no-brainer for me. But my brother went to the high school, and so he always put a good word in for it, and he absolutely loved it. My dad, growing up, had a farm when he was little, so he was always interested in agriculture. And he was like, oh, this school is, you know, that's going to be an amazing opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. And so I was said, I'll try it out for a year, and if I don't like it, I'll transfer. And I ended up falling in love with it and falling in love with FFA and all the opportunities and CDEs it has to offer. So I kept going, and it's been an amazing experience.
Wonderful. So were you an FFA member for all 4 years then?
Yes, I was.
Excellent. And ultimately rising to the level of president of your chapter?
Yes. And then currently I'm serving as a section president for Illinois Association FFA.
Wonderful. Do I remember correctly that the FFA chapter there at Chicago High School for the Agricultural Sciences is the largest or second largest chapter in the entire United States? Is that correct?
I know it's the largest in Illinois, so we have around 720 members, but I think it's definitely in the top four.
Wow. Wonderful. And I want to say congratulations, too, on the U.S. Presidential Scholars Award. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. So each year, the U.S. Presidential Scholar or the White House or President Obama, they select two people from each state, so a girl and a boy, based on academic merit. And then many years back, they added art scholars, so they had 20 of those. And recently, just here in this 2016, they added career and technical education scholars. Mm-hmm. So we were also considered. So there's 160 presidential scholars nationwide, and 20 of those are career and technical education. So kids from organizations such as FFA, a plethora of different organizations, and it's based on, you know, academic merit and how you're using the career and technical education that you received and what you're doing with it, essentially.
Well, that's incredible. So I read an article about you where you said you had a dream of shaking President Obama's hand. Did that dream come true?
No. So President Obama actually wasn't able to make it. So we did get to speak to the Secretary of Education, John King, as well as Hillary Clinton just announced him as her running mate, Tim Kaine. So Senator Tim Kaine was actually the one who pushed for career and technical education. So he's the one who wrote the proposal and got it signed by President Barack Obama. So it was interesting to hear his perspective on career and technical education and why he was so supportive of it.
Well, I don't think that is going to be your last opportunity to be able to shake the hand of the president.
I hope not.
Well, this is great. I am so impressed, Maddie, and you've really accomplished some incredible things already with your life. And where are you headed next?
So I'm going to be a freshman at the University of Illinois, but I hope I'm majoring in agricultural and biological engineering, hopefully with the concentration of soil and water resources. And I'm also hoping to get a minor in international relations. So international agriculture is something I'm really passionate about and something I'd like to pursue. So not only working in the United States with improving soil fertility and water quality, but working abroad, you know, with especially smallholder farmers, such as countries like India and sub-Saharan Africa, and, you know, working with them to just essentially help them feed their people. So research is something that I definitely want to be part of the rest of my life, but using that research for the common good.
One final question I have for you, and this just dawned on me, you know, here you are from the city and now you're involved in agriculture. Has that ever been a stumbling block for you? Has there been a learning curve for you since you didn't necessarily grow up working on a farm or something like that?
I think it was more, you know, difficult coming in. Luckily, our school has a decent sized farm on it. So I've been able to experience, you know, some of those things. And we do have a livestock barn. And we do grow different crops and everything that I've been able to, you know, take part in. But I do think just talking to people in the city and explaining my passion, it has been kind of a block. So that's kind of been one of my goals, because I don't know if I'll end up, you know, coming back to Chicago or living in the city. I don't think so. But now I'm able to, you know, spread that message and spread why agriculture is so important. And I've already started. So I think ag literacy is extremely important. And that's one of the things that's made me realize.
Well, that's wonderful, and it is our benefit, for sure, that the Chicago High School for the Ag Sciences is there and that it introduced you to agriculture, and thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.